You may have clicked on this video a little bit confused by the title. And when I tell you what you're about to watch, you're not going to believe I mean it. Because I saw this video that literally just went viral, like just dropped on Twitter, from a Texas Republican event, a Ken Paxton event, where they brought an elephant in the room. Why? I don't know. I want there to be a second part to that. Like, what's the purpose of the elephant? I don't know. They will literally try every single possible way to become, like, popular before they just give people health care. They ban assault weapons. They care about us. They give women bodily autonomy. They will try anything before those things to remain popular. And so, during this event, they decided it would be super cool to bring an elephant. This is like incredible amounts of animal abuse as well, I want to be clear. But they bring an elephant wearing this like outfit of like, you know, go Republicans, go Ken Paxton. And the elephant has an accident. And that accident goes very viral. So we're going to talk about this and also the state of this Texas race. Before we get into it, do me a favor, hit like, hit subscribe here on the Adam Ockler channel. My name is Chris Mallory. I do a daily video here. So it means a lot if you check out my YouTube channel right down below. And it really, really helps us out when you just click like I said, maybe share the video with a friend or family member. You guys have been so supportive lately. Truly, Adam and I love you guys to death. So let's start with this video. Just prepare yourself.
Hey, just don't hang your arm over. You take a step in.
I mean, I have so many questions, okay? Again, you can see here, it says Abbott, right? Greg Abbott, and it says unity drives victory. Unity? What is going on? Republicans in Texas talking about unity, Greg Abbott, you know, Ken Paxton, just a Republican event. They're parading an elephant around and it's peeing on the floor. I imagine this elephant is incredibly stressed out, and to get it into this venue and do this, there has to be, like, that's serious animal abuse. That is messed up. Also, however, indicative of where Republicans are at. Headquarters here saying, sums it up. I mean, this screenshot is going to come back to bite them in the ass. Abbott for governor, total victory, and the elephant peeing. Again, an elephant at the Texas Republican convention has urinated all over the floor. Now, here's the thing. They are panicking. And I think it's indicative, like the title suggests, of where they are at. They cannot figure out how to attack James Tallarico. And James Tallarico is going to win. Texas is going to go blue this cycle. And their fears around the midterms are serious, of course, because there's a war raging in Iran. Inflation has exploded. Gas prices are so high. Americans are furious at their situation. Understandably so. You can't promise the golden age of America and suck up to Donald Trump and not deliver it. So what are we going to do? How are we going to go about trying to beat James Tallarico? The ad you're about to watch is a real ad being aired on TV, and it is AI. Okay, this is an AI video. It is not real. Take a look.
Boys in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Girls dust with hormones till they grow mustaches. Changing the gender of all your offspring. These are a few of my favorite things.
I have no idea how anyone's going to watch that and be convinced to vote for Ken Paxton, number one. But number two, I can't believe that that's legal. Like, we have to do more to regulate AI. How many people are going to watch this video and believe it's real? A lot, like a lot of voters in Texas. New Texas Aligned Org Citizens for Sanity is dropping a six-figure ad buy in the Texas Senate race. The ad is a 15-second clip of AI-generated James Tallarico singing a, quote, trans kid rendition of Favorite Things obtained first by the Daily Caller. This is so gross, so disgusting. And again, this is their whole, like, ploy, I guess, is they're going to try to frame Tallarico as not masculine. And they're going to do so by just attacking and saying such hateful things about the LGBTQ plus community. That's not going to work. And you know what's actually not masculine? As a 24-year-old straight white male myself, you know what's not masculine is cheating on your wife, like Ken Paxton does. You know what's not masculine? Committing fraud. You know what's not masculine? Punching down on people. It's not being a real man to attack the LGBTQ plus community or attack women or do embarrassing shit like this. Excuse my language. This isn't being a real man. It's the opposite. And I think Texas voters will realize that. And they don't know what to do. They're panicking. They're pissing themselves. The elephant did it. They're pissing themselves. Listen to this from CNN. I think it's very indicative of where things were at.
What some Republican senators were saying this week, because I think this is really telling about the politics here. Watch.
If people don't feel secure financially, they oftentimes respond by, choosing somebody else.
We need some relief, and Congress can deliver some relief. And if Congress doesn't deliver the relief, I think voters are not going to be pleased.
It's not just gas prices, food prices, and other things. And I think there's a level of frustration. I think the pressure is for the president to reach a peace solution and move on.
Yeah, again, very telling where they're at. Republicans, 10 times out of 10, will praise Donald Trump. He's the most amazing figure ever. Hey, Donald Trump, I bought a Trump shirt and a Trump hat and a Trump body pillow, and they will sell their soul. They will sell our future. They will sell the Constitution out to praise this guy. So the fact that they know, they understand, that's very calculated, that the American people are furious. Donald Trump is minus 50, minus 45, something like that, on the economy and inflation, the issue that got him elected. And Republicans are like, well, we're just going to have to take this ground of being like, yeah, I mean, people are going to vote for someone else if we can't fix this. They're pissing themselves. And they're not going to go up there and say Donald Trump must be different. Because they have no spine, they have no soul. They'd rather keep their job and just try to wiggle around the realities. This is why James Tallarico is going to win. And this is why Republicans should be so scared of the midterms. I want to point this out from Raw Story. I just kind of thought it was funny. June 8th here, Mike Johnson becomes butt of a, quote, running joke by fellow Republicans. A joke has been making the rounds among House Republicans about Mike Johnson, the GOP House Speaker, who relies so heavily on Donald Trump to whip votes and manage his fractious caucus that Trump is, for all practical purposes, running the House himself, the joke goes. That most members are passing that quip along and they believe it's essentially true. Like, it's not a joke as if... It's not a joke because it's not true. It's a joke because it is true. And Trump is in on it too, the outlet reported. In at least one meeting with Johnson and a small group of lawmakers, the president turned to the speaker and delivered the line himself. Quote, I have two jobs, Trump said to laughter in the room, according to NOTUS, being president and being speaker. Time and again, this Congress, Johnson has turned to Trump when his own tools of persuasion have fallen short. With a majority so thin, he can afford to lose only two Republican votes on any partisan bill, and a conference fractured between hardline conservatives and more traditional members, Johnson has repeatedly picked up the phone or asked Trump to essentially do his job, and the president has obliged. So Mike Johnson is just like a shell of a human being. He'll ask Trump to do anything and everything, and he'll praise him every opportunity he gets. And this is why we have to win the midterms, because we have to be able to have more tools at our disposal to clamp down on this administration and show the American people that, hey, like, this guy is effing up your life.
All that. And then we're going to lead up to what we have to do and address the largest spending items. The reason we're in trouble is because over 74% of federal spending is on autopilot, mandatory spending. That's your entitlement programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and then things like Social Security. They have to be adjusted and fixed. We have a plan to do that next year, and it's critical because we're at $40 trillion plus.
It's critical. This should just be an ad everywhere. It's critical to adjust these entitlement programs because we're $40 trillion in debt, which, by the way, I want to point out, Donald Trump has exploded the deficit by giving people a bunch of tax cuts, mainly people who are not middle class, who are not you and I. The richest of the rich. Maybe we could look there. Maybe we could say, hey, the guy who became the first trillionaire in history today, as I record this, Elon Musk, could he pitch in a little more? Mike Johnson was asked the other day about Donald Trump saying, I love the inflation. as you've probably seen the clip. It was such a Mike Johnson response. Take a listen.
The president said today, I love the inflation amid these high economic...
I knew somebody was going to ask me that. It was totally out of context. You know what he was talking about.
Is that the message that voters want to hear right now?
No. The president is laser focused on the domestic economic situation. He is working to bring down prices. He is working to get the Strait of Hormuz reopened. We have passed legislation. He's used executive orders to get the cost of living down.
What about the economic today?
Everybody got their highest tax refunds they've had in their whole lives. They're getting greater paychecks. There's all sorts of great economic indicators, but there's still challenges, gas prices among them. So what he was saying is it's going to be great to have that number and compare it to what comes next when we get these situations resolved. That'll be a fun thing to consider and to compare. That's what he was talking about. That was the context. I was standing right behind him.
Are you worried about these economic numbers, though?
These people are such frauds. Like, such frauds. And as I say to people when I debate them on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, I debate Trump supporters often. They say the exact words Mike Johnson said, which is, no, Chris, that's not what he meant. What he meant is this. I'm like, it is fascinating that the guy that everyone loves because all he does is, you know, he tells the truth. He says it like it is. I get that so often. People like Trump because he says it like it is. I'm like, for a guy who says it like it is, every single person has to explain to me what exactly he meant. He didn't mean I love the inflation. He meant that when you compare the inflation now to what it's going to be, where people are going to give me a break. Believe in something. Stand for something. Please. People are sellouts. But they're pissing themselves because they know they're going to lose. Let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. Make sure you like and subscribe here on the Adam Ochter channel. Really trying to build something big. Show me some blue hearts in the comments if you made it this far. And lastly, subscribe down below to my channel, The Chris Mowry Show, if you will. The Chris Mowry Channel. It'd mean a lot. I appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you have a great start to your weekend. I'll see you in the next video.